Hudy went to Mr. and borrowed money for Melvin to go. And Melvin went. And I have the picture of all of them in Washington, at the Washington D.C. in front of the Capitol. So I said, now students, I don't want y'all to take anything out of these motels, because I don't want you picking up things, taking them home as souvenirs, because I'll have the burden of it to see to. And I want you to go in there and dry your face and hands on towels and leave the towels in the bathroom. And I don't want you all taking things. Well, we came back through Virginia, and I bought a ham, a country Virginia cured ham up there. My bus driver got it for me. And we stayed in the Martha Washington Inn that night. And it was full of antiques. Everything was just beautiful in there. And there was the bus driver slept in the room where Napoleon had slept. And the bed was up there, said Napoleon slept there. And when I left, Martha, I mean that woman that had that inn, she came in there and told me some things were missing. Well, I didn't want them arrested. So I said, well, I'll investigate, and if I find anything, I'll see about it for you. And I said, I told them not to, and I got away as quickly as I could, because I knew that we'd be held there a lot longer. But when I got to the school, back to school, I started on them. I said, didn't I tell you all to leave things alone? I want to know which one got some. Well, Melvin came to me and brought me a towel. And he said, I know he wasn't the only one, but that showed more principle than the rest of them. But he came and brought me a towel and said, send that back. But I didn't send it back. I said, well, Melvin, if I send that back, the others have got to send theirs back. But I told him what I thought of him. But I didn't make him send that back. And I had the same experience at Memphis, at Memorial Park. They got the grounds fixed over there, like Christ. And they got the cave in there, a cave under there. And it's all the steps in Christ's life. And they have crystal all in there too, fixed in there. And but you just can't keep a student always from doing everything he shouldn't do. And the caretaker of that said, Ms. Jones, you've been here year after year with children, but says somebody was in the cave a while ago and saw one of your pupils chipping off some of that crystal. And I said, I'm sure she was wrong about it, because I was after those kids as well. I knew she'd arrest them and put them in jail. That was the only two times that I remember that in all the trips I made. So I got out in the car and I said, I am so outdone that you such thieves, I don't know what to do. Who was it that chipped off that crystal? And one of them held it out to me, and I took it and threw it as far as I could send it out the window. I said, don't you know that the whole blooming bunch could have been held up for that right up here in Memphis? Every one of us. And I just diplomatically kind of held it off. But you're not going to carry that crystal home with you. And I threw it as far as I could throw it, out the window.